It's that time again!
You've now entered the No Sales Zone.
No Sales Zone.
With Chris Fratch,
the plumbing sales coach,
peels back the curtain of what sales really is. Buckle up.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. And get ready to learn how to increase ticket average by providing better service. And now.
Now.
Are you ready?
Your host.
Ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome
CF,
the plumbing sales coach.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show tonight. We're doing a doozy, and listen, we're going to talk about something. This isn't something that I did. This is something that someone who works for me did, someone who's worked for me for a really long time actually did, and they did it in a really, it was just really a typical non-salesy kind of way. They had a ton of success. If you saw the topic of the show tonight, if you saw the headline, we are talking about a show that was $89 service call fee. That's what the discussion started out as, and it turned into a $14,578 ticket. And this is what we can see when this process is followed the right way. This is what we'll see when service is followed by simply just doing it the right way. And we're going to talk about that tonight. First of all, Frankie says, freshy fresh, like always, always on fuego. Good to see you, my man, all the way out of San Pedro, California, all the way on the coast, a little bit super jealous. Good to see you on here. Chris, is it Pichelle? Good to see you. He says, Chris, hey, good to see you, my man. Welcome to the show. Guys, listen, if you're just jumping on the show for the first time, say who you are, say the company you work for, and then tell us what you do there, and your company will be entered into a $25 gift card giveaway. We give these gift card giveaways every single show, and so many places have started to win now, and that's fun to give them these gift cards. Also, tonight we're going to do a drawing for you personally, as usual, for another gift card. So one for your company and one for you. Chris, my man Tanner in the house. Good to see you. He says, hi, Chris. Randall Gilmore in the house as well. April and Tom Shell all the way out of Florida. Always good to see you. Chris Privet as well, a technician out of Noblesville, Indianapolis, Fishers, all of the sorts. I've worked with that guy. Just a guy who's been plumbing for a long time and been in a lot of homes here in the Indianapolis area. Ryan says, yo, my guy plumbing here, owner. Good to see you, Ryan, as always. And he says, the original plumber. Residential service plumber out of Canton, Georgia. Great to see you guys on here as well. Aspen Mountain Plumbing, plumber service tech out of, you guys are out of, I like saying this place because it's Rock Springs, Wyoming. And my wife loves the Hallmark Channel. And I always think Rock Springs, like that's a Hallmark Channel town name. If there was ever, if Hallmark's watching and you use Rock Springs, Wyoming, I want a royalty. Jody Enright in the house. Good to see you as well. That's AKA Mrs. Boss, Sky Boss, and also the Thin Brown Line. Now, the Thin Brown Line, I've been seeing a lot of pictures popping up. Some of you plumbers are catching a grip of what this brand is and what they're about, but it's for plumbers, by plumbers, and it's really just about freedom, I think. I mean, honestly, I need to have Larry back on the show. He can talk a little bit about it, but I've seen the flag. And they also have just a really cool look. Like, you should check out their gear and their apparel. Angela Kademi, longtime listener, no-time caller. See what I did there? Because we don't really have callers. But it's good to see you in here as well. That's Jay and Angela out of Columbus, Ohio, I believe. Columbus, Ohio. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. I think Ohio for sure. But I think Columbus, Ohio. So look, tonight we're doing a gift card giveaway. If you're just jumping on the show one last time, $25 gift card giveaway for your company to then reinvest into your team, whether you buy donuts, whether you buy tools, whether you buy better handsets for the phone, whether you, I don't know, whatever it is, maybe you send your best CSR for a mani-pedi. I don't know if $25 will quite do that. Whatever you want to do with the money, all you got to do is put your name. You don't even have to put your name. Facebook does that part for you. So step one, Facebook does for you. Put in the name of your company and then put in what you do there. And that is all you got to do and your company's entered. Now, also, we're going to do another drawing later for everyone individually to actually win their own gift card. So that's what we do. She says, I got it. She said, you got it. I love you too, man. Hey, great to see you on here. And also, I see Matt Benton sneaking on through the back door. Good to see you. With Trenchless Marketing, great jumping on here. All right, tonight we're talking about something really cool. King of Service Talk, Cost, K-O-S-T. Guy works for me. His name's Chris. a lot of you have actually interacted with him, maybe on some level or not, through Facebook, through some of these shows. But the dude is really understands the gift of service, the gift of gab, and relating to people and really just having a genuine conversation, understanding what they really even want, what they're after to begin with. And he's just really good at it. And he had this call where he ran basically, and it was, you know, the customer was kind of talking about the $89 service call fee. It was a water manifold, and it was older, and it was an issue with it, and the customer was looking at getting it done, and he was explaining, look, you got to drain the system down, blah, 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 blah. And so then he starts to do something that a lot of us don't do. A lot of us miss the mark on it. If you don't do this, and you don't get really good at this thing that I'm about to say here in just a second, you're going to really struggle when it comes to service. You're going to really struggle when it comes to sales. You're going to really struggle when it comes to connecting with your customer in general at all, on any level, for any reason. And one thing that, you know, I always pull from scripture, I try to live my life based on scripture. I fail at it miserably all the time, but it's something that's important to me. And one of the things that the Bible says when someone's about to, you know, be slow to anger, but it has a very certain piece of advice here, and it's seek to understand. And in sales and in service and in working with people, we have to ask questions. We have to ask questions. You know, we think we often understand and know what's going on and what needs to be done and what needs to happen and what the customer should do. And we want to tell them and show them and explain to them and talk them into it. And, you know, whether maybe you don't want to talk them into it. Maybe you think you're the person, well, I don't want to talk anyone to anything, but you actually talk them into it because you don't explain anything. So they have no choice but to go with the repair. And we really missed the mark on this asking questions. It's a key ingredient, maybe the key ingredient. It's literally so important that if you don't do it, there's no way at all you can provide great service, good service. Service you can stand by, no way. My man, Fresh at M. Fresh! Joey says, Neros in the house. Good to see you, brother. Good to see you. Hey, look. Questions, questions, questions. Jobs will sell itself. Look, there's no better person in the home. There's no better salesperson. There's no one more qualified in the home than the homeowner is to basically sell themselves. There's nobody. There's not one person on the planet. You take the best salesperson, you make them twice as good as they are today, and they're not going to be as good as the homeowner is at selling themselves. Can't do it. Now, look, I can show you the news, and I can show you how humans sell themselves on things all the time. We do it all the time. We do it all the time. And we sell ourselves on things because we're good at it. We can convince ourselves of anything. Anything. I want to tell you guys really quick before I go any more further in the story. I want to tell you guys all the things that were sold, how it went down. Maybe you guys can run a call tomorrow. I mean, something as simple as a manifold. The manifold literally isn't even attached to any appliances. So to convert that into something other than a repipe or something like that or slab leak, because it basically just lands, it falls in your lap, right? Like an actual converting of this and explaining what the customer wants. And by the way, this customer was extremely happy. They loved that they got this service because they got to make decisions that they didn't know they got to make. I saw a quote today. I went out for lunch. This restaurant's called Ford. It's basically the Ford, you know, the truck. Or the I always think truck when I think of Ford because the cars, they're not so hot. So anyways, the truck, Ford, and I thought, I was just joking, if you want a Ford car, don't. So I was looking at the truck, and it was really interesting because they had this statement on the wall by Henry Ford, and it said, I want to make sure I get this right, but it said, if I asked everyone what they had wanted, everybody would have asked for faster horses. And I thought that's a really interesting one because people couldn't see the vision of the car because the roads and that didn't exist. And so people thought horse and buggy, that's the way we live. And so they think water heater, they think continually just tank water heater, because they don't know about the tankless. That matters in the story I'm going to tell tonight. All right, before I jump into that too much further, this I think it's right here. We were practicing before the show. Is it right there? I got to point at my neck, and that's... Is that the falls? Are we pointing at the falls? All right. So the falls, I'm in the Navy. I'm young in the Navy. I've only been in the Navy for a year. In fact, I hadn't even been to my first ship yet. And we wanted to go see Niagara Falls, me and my buddy. So we drove up to Buffalo And then we went up to the falls and had a good time and did some things. And, you know, most, a lot of you know that, you know, I don't drink. I don't do a lot of things anymore. I'm older. And plus, you know, I've got a different value in the way that I live my life based on the scriptures and the other things I mentioned earlier. But, you know, I used to drink pretty hard when I was in the Navy and just got a little carried away sometimes. And so I was at the Niagara Falls, and it was kind of nighttime. It was a little chilly out. And the mist, there's a lot of mist there, a lot of mist from the falls, and it was overspraying up onto the grass. And as a young man at that particular time in my life, I could run. I can't run anymore. I could run. And I was running, and it was kind of getting 30, 33, 35 degrees out, and it was starting to kind of freeze over, not mist, like, and I slipped, and I started sliding. Well, when I hit the sidewalk, the asphalt, it was slippery too. And I just kept going. And they got a really awesome, back then they had a really awesome system. This was 90s, late 90s, early, mid 90s actually. They had a really awesome system there called a wood. I think it was just like a wood, nothing, hardly anything. And I was like, so that's my best story about Niagara Falls. Don't really remember much else about that night, but I do remember that. And that was a really intense moment. We remember through emotion, and there was a lot of emotion put into that. All right, so back to this story. But I should also say we're doing a gift card giveaway for just jumping on. $25. Pay attention to the lesson tonight, because we're going to talk about specifically something that happened on this call when I asked the question later. Best answer is going to win that $25 Visa gift card. Also, while we're on the subject, type subscribe into the comments if you've never subscribed to the show. Or if you thought you subscribed, you don't get the alerts, type subscribe into the comments. You'll get a Facebook message messenger alert. Once you type subscribe, that message will pop up. If you do not go and answer that message, Facebook will think that you're basically a robot, and they won't let you subscribe. So you got to respond to that, and you'll be subscribed. Also, if you want the ebook, if you want the oh my goodness, a blast from the past. Look, stop me right in my tracks. I don't care about the ebook anymore. I gotta say what up, Carlos and Alex Guillen, all both jumping on here. This is like, you know, it's about to tear up. I got some really good memories with these guys. Carlos Cisneros says, I missed you too. If you guys want to see who these guys are, Carlos, Joey, and then Isaac, the Cisneros brothers, go back and check out episode 85. These guys lit it up. Over 21,000 views now, I think, or 22,000 views on that episode. Go check that episode out. Clowning around for Rizil. Mario heads, Mario hats. We had just craziness happening on that show. Check that show out. But anyways, type ebook if you want the ebook. Get that downloaded. That's a free ebook. Basically answers the three lies you're being told as a salesperson, as a plumber, as a technician, as an owner. It's really written more for owners, but it's really the three lies you're being told and how you can really make more out of what you currently have. You don't have to go invest a lot of money to make more money. You can just make more of what you have. And that's what that ebook's all about. Also, one last thing, type dominate. Dominate in the comments if you want my training, if you guys want more information about my training, or maybe you were in my training at one time and you want to get back in my training. That is funny for some people out there. That was, see what I did there. All right, anyways, Brandon says, Brandon with Transels Rooter and Plumbing here. Good to see you. Tanner says, I missed you too. Carlos, how you doing, man? Yeah, y'all communicate. I'm going to finish on out with the message here. So the message tonight is ask questions. You've got to ask questions. You've got to ask questions. And when you ask questions, you got to ask the right questions to get yourself into the right conversations. When you get into the right conversations and the customer feels comfortable within those conversations, you're going to find out the customer has a lot more wants and needs. Back to that Henry Ford statement, I want you to think about what he said. He said, listen, if I had asked all the customers what they had wanted, and I'm paraphrasing, I got this a little bit off. Hopefully that the restaurant, his own restaurant, got it right. But if I had asked all the customers what they had wanted, they would have asked for faster horses. And what we'd have right now is some really bumpy buggy rides with some really fast horses. Like that would be so, it would, not sure I'd be down for that. How would I haul 8 kids? I'd have to have Clydesdales, straight up. It'd be about horsepower. Get what it's, all right. Anyway, nah. David Crow, welcome to the show. Sorry you just jumped in at that point when I was acting goofy. All right, anyways, no, that's just who we are here. That's what we do here. And we've got some new things coming out. I cannot wait to share with you guys. Excuse me. Hopefully I don't have it. No, I don't have it. No, I just, the coffee got me. All right, hey, look. I hope you guys can laugh with me about that. All right, I'm back. All right, so look, we're doing some cool things. We got some stuff coming out. We've got apparel coming out. We've got a lot of things. You guys are going to love the apparel line. You guys are going to love so many new things that we've got coming out. We've got a new segment coming out. Pay attention. We got a new segment coming out here soon where we're going to have actual live homeowners calling in with their plumbing problems. We're going to get them diagnosed for them. We're going to help them out with them. And even if you're in my program and you're in the area, we'll redirect that customer to you and give them their information. So we've got some things to really help the community, really give back to the community, really give back to you guys. Even these gift card giveaways we're doing. Share the show. Let everyone know we're back and we are here. We're doing this thing regularly Monday through Thursday. We do have a time slot change. We are coming back to the normal old time of 9 p.m. Now that everything's ending, we're getting back to used to normal, and the daylight doesn't seem to ever go away until 10:30 at night, and that's because I have two little kids, and I would love for that sun to go down a little earlier, but it seems to stay out later. So we're going to do the show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's going to give you guys the ability to finish up your days, relax, sit back, grab a cup of coffee or a cold Coca-Cola, and just watch the show in the peace and comfort of your home. Maybe on the way home. Either way, I want to help you guys grow your companies. I want to help you guys get better. Here's how this call went. This lady was spending $89 on a service call fee for the manifold to be looked at. And what ended up happening was they got into a conversation about different things, shutting down the system and flushing out the water heater. The water heater's, now we find out the water heater's super old. The water heater's up in the attic. We ask a few more questions. I say we really cost King of Service Dog. Give him another shout out. He asked the questions and he basically took the customer through this process. We don't have horses, we have donkeys. He took the customer through this process of walking through what their system was like, what was going to happen. The customer didn't like the idea. I think it was the customer didn't like the idea of having all the water up in the attic. The water heater was old. One thing led to another. They were interested in a tankless. Then one thing led to another, water conditioning. One thing led to another. Hey, while you're at it, can you check out? Do you think you can get a deal? And then boom, 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 boom. And we have a $14,000 ticket on our hands. And if I'm not mistaken, it's got like a $4,000 or $5,000 discount attached to it. Now, I can tell you right now, because I work with this plumbing company, they profited well on this. There was a big discount. But if you understand the system and the process of putting things in at retail, the a la carte pricing, you know, upfront flat rate pricing, giving people these prices, but then when you end up selling out your whole day in one home, you don't have to sell it for as much as you were selling it for anymore. You have some room there because of the efficiency factor. Just imagine that. If you guys could go out and sell 8 hours a day, even if they have to give 4 hours away to get the 8 hours, meaning they end up netting out 7 hours at full retail, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be marvelous? And if that doesn't mean anything to you, I can already tell you don't know numbers. You don't know your numbers. And if your guy, that doesn't mean anything to your guys, they're not in a results-based economy. And if they're not in a results-based economy and you don't know your numbers, there is no hope of bundling and it working. And if you don't bundle, then you're not going to move a ton of product and you're not going to build a crazy reputation for yourself. Because I'm going to tell you right now, people tell everyone about Disneyland, but they tell no one about the carnival unless they had a bad experience, which some of us do. Oh, yeah, I got on this one ride. You know, I spent, you know, $25 for 25 tickets, and then the ride was 6 tickets. And I'm not even sure they bolted that thing all the way down. In fact, I was tightening the nut on the way up just to make sure I got it hand tight. You know, if I go to the carnival, I carry a little, you know, people make fun of those people that carry the little 6-in-1, the Leatherman's tool. You got to carry one. If you go to the carnival and you don't have a Leatherman's on your hip, you're risky. You're taking a risk. And so there's this reality of quality. And when you do this, this customer's now got a Halo 5. They've got a Navian. You know, they've got some new faucets. They've got a PRV. They've got good quality stuff in their home. Their plumbing is legit. Too legit to quit. Hey, hi. Right? My producer's like, got to know the price book. And the price book has to make sense. Price book has to make sense, guys. Because when you understand this concept, then you understand your numbers, you know what you can do. I will forever bring a Leatherman to carnivals now. Hey, look, let's slow down for a second. Let's stop for a second. I want you guys to understand that the power in all of these questions is getting the customer into the right conversation. It's not like, how many kids do you have? Where do they go to school? What time's recess? That's not the right kind of questions. The right kind of questions are things about what they want, what they're after, why they're concerned, why they're bothered, what's bothering them in this situation, bigger than just the plumbing. That they don't know the plumbing. They don't know how to talk plumbing. They don't know how to explain plumbing. What they do know how to talk about is their emotion. What they do know how to talk about is their concern. What they do know how to talk, they know how to talk about are the things that really matter to them, and it'll flesh out the value. I'll give you a couple of examples. People value different things. Some people value functionality. Some people value state of art. Some people value good deals, just getting a better deal. You know, like I'll buy this car because it was, you know, I remember when I was younger, I just like getting good deals. I remember buying this Honda. It was a Honda Civic. It was an EX with a sunroof, little car. And I bought it because it was an 06, but at the time, for the year, it had very low miles. Like, basically, it was like 4 years old, but only had like 2 years worth of miles. And I was like, man, that's a good deal, because I'm getting the four-year-old price, but I'm only getting 2 years of usage. The car, I lost my train of thought there. And I mean, I always lose my train of thought. That's pretty common for me. But normally I can make through it. That time I couldn't. But the idea of this car, I just feel like I'm getting a good deal. That was me. Now, that could have been the Honda Civic at that time in my life. That could have been the Toyota Camry at that time in my life. That could have been a Chevy pickup at that. It wasn't about that for me at that time. And so that's how. So if the sales rep who's selling me a car understands what I'm after, they can show me the right car. Just like you, if you can ask the right questions and understand what your customers are after. This is true for you owners looking to hire people, asking the right questions. One thing I say this all the time, Carlos, now you can hear it straight from the horse's mouth. See what I did there? I remember you saying at a retreat that I held back a year and a half ago, when you go to hire people, you look for people you can care about. Well, how do you know if you can care about them? You got to ask questions. You got to know what they care about. You got to know what they're about. You know, this is true in life. This evolves, this overflows way beyond the idea of just sales, just your customer. It really evolves into the entire, you know, here's the thing. If you're ever stuck in business and you can't figure out how to get to the next level, start asking yourself some questions. Get other people to ask you some questions. Put yourself on trial for a second. It's okay. It's okay to humble yourself and know you don't know, because that's when you can really grow and learn. And just same with your customer. If you start asking a lot of questions, you start fleshing some things out, that's when they can grow and learn. And I say this, go back episode number one. We talk about the idea of educating your customer, informing your customer. That is how you get them to see the value in something. That is how you get them to desire something. And then once that happens, if you put together the right package, the only last little piece of the puzzle is budget. And if it comes down to budget, you win every time. Now we have to go to marketing. Market to the right people. Carlos Cisneros, this happened to me today. I left money on the table. Questions in the beginning are better than having questions after. 100%. If you are asking questions and you are explaining things in the beginning, it looks like an act of service. I'm going to say that again. If you ask questions in the beginning, okay, and you deal with those things up front, it looks like an act of service. But if they start asking you questions at the end, it looks like an act of salesmanship. Like you're trying to close them. Like you're trying to convince them. Like you're trying to get them to do something. Carlos is right. Guillermo Alvarez, good to see you, my man, in the house. Show's going back to 9 p.m. We're going to be doing this thing Monday through Thursday. A whole new look, whole new brand coming out. You guys are going to love it. Still going to be the plumbing sales coach. Still going to be all the things that we're about. Always be serving will be the key to the new logo and model, because I am challenging you guys to always lead with serving. We've been saying it since day one. Service over sales is the way that you make money. Service over sales is how you generate more profit. It's how you generate happier customers, 5-star reviews. It's how you make people desire you and rave about you and tell the entire community about you. That is how you do it. And so it's going to be about always be serving. I'm going to challenge everyone to do that. It's going to start with me. And it's going to continue with you, and it's going to continue on to the rest of the trades. We will be the example. Now, with that being said, let's kick off some giveaways. Let's do a $25 Visa gift card giveaway to the answer of the night. I said that there's a couple of things that people value. If you could list off just one example of one of the things that I mentioned when I say people value different things, such as this, that, and the other, if you could list any of those things or even come up with one on your own that relates to what we're talking about, the best answer of the night is going to win a $25 Visa gift card And also, we're going to give a gift card away to one of the companies that mentioned their names in the very beginning. Let's take a look and see what we got here. We got here. All right, looks like we've got, tonight is going to be, there it is, Ben Goheen, the neighborhood plumber in the house. He said earlier, Ben, you are the winner for your guys. I know Ben's the owner. So Ben, make sure that you let the world, or your guys know, not the world know, let the world know too. Let your guys know that you guys are now going to get donuts, you're going to get a tool, you're going to get something. And we'll get you that. All you got to do is email into info@theplumbingsalescoach.com and we will get you that gift card sent directly. And as far as, he says, bundles, technology, trust. Let's see what other answers pop up here. Bundle we got from Tanner. Remember, these are things that people value. Bundle would be the idea of deals. Technology would be the idea of state of the art. Trust would be the idea of, look, you're giving me good advice, I'm going to do what you say. There are people that value that for sure. What I'm going to say, though, tonight is out of those answers, we're going to go with Wes Corville, because I think technology screams the state of the art. And you got to understand that if you start talking about the efficiency, if you start talking about hot water, unlimited hot water to someone who values state of the art, that might get them to buy it. But if you start talking about there's no better product on the market than this, this is the only one that has this particular feature, this is the number one, this is the best one, there is no other like it, that's when you'll really get their attention. And then you ask them some questions about what they're looking for in this type of tech, and then boom, it leads you into the right conversation. Boom, now you got a softener or a tankless, or a softener and a tankless, and all of a sudden your whole day just changed. Guys, I love you as always. Remember, this is so important to focus on now more than ever, because I'm telling you, with all this stuff going on and with all of your competitors trying to get an edge, you're going to see price wars like you've never seen. And that's going to speak to some people, to some consumers. Those are not your customers. Okay, those are not your customers. Your customer is still looking for a quality service in a saturated market. Your customer is still looking for a quality product in a saturated market. Your customer is looking for the whole entire kit and caboodle. Someone that's going to come in their home and tell them what they need right now, but also explain to them how the rest of the system works so that they can make an educated, informed decision. You show me one of my customers that's ever been upset, and I'll show you a liar. I'm just joking, but seriously, I would. All right, guys, listen, I love you, and as always, remember, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.